I'm glad you brought that up because it's really important to remember that screwworm is does not behave and it is not like a infectious disease.
Right.
So this is not something like FMD, for example, where much like ASF, we'd have an immediate stop movement order around the country that could extend as long as 72, you know, hours and things like that. This is going to look a little bit different. So what USDA is talking about right now is setting up basically three zones stacked on top of each other. From the point where you have a detection, either in a wildlife animal or in livestock or in a pet, whoever's on your operation, you immediately have a 20-kilometer zone around that area that is sort of where the restrictions and the monitoring is going to be heaviest. It is really important for folks to keep in mind they are not coming to that immediate zone to shut your business down. They're going to come to your farm or ranch. They're going to ask you to fill out an EPI questionnaire. A lot of producers are already familiar with that. They're going to ask some questions about how many dogs, cats, things like that you have on the place. And then they're going to leave. They are not coming to shut you down, but they do need to come and establish whether that case is a rogue fly, you know, or a rogue animal that made it onto your place, or whether you actually have a population there that's going to be more concerning. The next zone out from that is going to be another 20 kilometers, and that's where you have some surveillance of flies happening, traps being set up, things like that. And then the third zone is the one that's really the most flexible because it really depends on the conditions on the ground and how easily that fly can move. But the bottom line is there, Dustin, that you're going to see some requirements for inspection before leaving your place. You're going to have some requirements for treatment before leaving your place if you're in that infested zone, but you are still going to be able to leave your place. You're still going to be able to ship those cattle if you need to. There's just some additional steps that will be incurred there. And I would really encourage folks to keep an eye on their state vets' websites because they'll be sharing that information out.